The Gemara in the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph brings down the famous call of Yachid Rabim Halacha Kirabim. The Gemara says that you don't have to tell me that we don't pass on like your Bishua, like Rabbi Asir and Din, because it's Pashat, Yachid Rabim Halacha Kirabim, we always pass on like the Rabim. So it seems like a simple, innocent klal, Yachid Rabim Halacha Kirabim, but the emphasis is there's a Dover Amuk Taman in this klal, as we see from the Swarm HaKadoshim. The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Amud Aleph that Hanifter Michaverai, when you leave your friend, when you leave him, you should leave with a Dvar Halacha. Leave your friend with a Dvar Halacha. Now, it sounds like you could use any Dvar Halacha, but it's brought down about the Gra. When he was Nifta Michavera, he would be makbid to say a specific Dvar Halacha, and the Dvar Halacha that he would say was Mamish this klal. He would say Yachav Virabim Halacha Karabim. That was the Dvar Halacha that he chose to say when he was Nifta Michavera. And the question is why? What is unique about this din of Yachav Virabim Halacha Karabim? Why did the Gra choose that Dvar Halacha Dafka? And Bema says that there is a Medrash Batan in Svarim that the Medrash itself says this. When you're Nifta Michaverai, you should be Nifter Mitoicha Dvar Halacha Ve'ezu Zet Yachav Ram Halacha Karabim. So it could be there's a Makkah in the Medrash for this. But Lema says, what's the Pshat? Why Dafka this Halacha of Yachav Ram Halacha Karabim? So it's brought down B'Shem the Gra. The guy in was Masbe like this, that the when a person goes on the Derech, he needs a special Shmira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be Shemir him. What is the shame of Hashem? What is the special shame which is in charge of the Shmir Bedrachim? It's the shame of Yudvav Heichaf, Yoyach. That's the shame of the Shmir Bedrachim. And we know that from the Pasuk. The Pasuk of Shmir Bedrachim is a Pasuk of Ki Malacha Mitzav Alach Lishmarcha Bechol Drachacha. That's the Pasuk of Shmir Bedrachim. And if you take the words Ki Malacha Mitzav Alach, the Sefer Isis, the last letters of each one of those words, spells Yudvav Heichaf. Ki is Yud, Malachim is Vav, Yitzav is Hey, Lach is Chaf. That's Yudvav Heichaf. That is the shame which is in charge of Shmira Bedrachim. In Mela, the Gras said that this concept of Yachid Rabim Halachi Rabim has the same exact Rashi Tevis. Yachid Rabim Halachi Rabim is Rashi Tevis. Yod Vav Hei Chaf. Yachid is Yod. Verabim is Vav. Halach is Hei. Kerabim is Chaf. That's that same shame of Yod Vav Hei Chaf, which is the shame of Shmira Bedrachim. So since you're being Nifta Mechaver and you want to use a halacha, you should be dafka use this halacha of Yachid Rabim Halachi Rabim, because that is the halacha which is Tumen within it, this Shem Hashem, which is in charge of the Shmir Bedrachim, that is the Bir and the Hanhaga of the Gra. Based upon this, Chaim Volozhin has said a Davar Nifla to be Masber, the Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. It says, Vayetze Yachim Ber Shava Vayelech Harana. And the Mepharshim are bothered, why is the Pasuk so Mayrech Vayelech Harana? Why don't you just say, Vayetze Yachim Ber Shava Lecharan? He left Ber Shava, he went to Charan. Why do you have to say Vayelech and Harana? And he's Masber like this. He brought down from a Medrash that when Yaakov left, his mother told him that he should have Shmira Bedrachim, and she mentioned this pasuk of Ki Malacha Mitzav Alach, that pasuk and that shame of Yod Vav Heichaf should be shamer him on the Drachim when he's on the road. And Chaim Volozhin says, if you look in the pasuk the way it's written, Beyelech Charana, so the question is, why do you write Ba'arichas, why don't you just write Beyetze Yachim Bershava Lecharan? So the way it's written, how many letters are extra? There are four extra letters. There's the Vav Yod and Chaf of a Yelech. The Lamed is not extra. That would have, you would have to write anyways if you would write Lecharan, and then the Hey of Charana. So you have a Vav, Yod, Chaf, and Hey, which spells again Vav, Yod, Chaf, Hey as Yod, Vav, Hey, Chaf, that shame of Yoyach. And he says the Torah is being Meramez over here, that shame in the Pasuk to be Meramez, that's what his mother told him, this shame to be Shemrim Bedrachim, and that's Merumez in the Pasuk, that's why the Pasuk was Marech over here. So that's this Inyan of Yachid Ram Malachi Karabim, it's Taman within it, this Inyan of Shmir Bedrachim, the shame HaKadosh of Yudvav Heichaf. But what needs beer is Lamaisa, so what's the pshat? Why is this halacha of Yachid Rabim? Why is that the halacha where we find this Inyan of Shmir Bedrachim, the shame of Ki Malachim Betzavalach? What does it have to do with the din of Yachid Virabim, Lachika Rabim? And I thought that maybe it could be Mazbe this, I'll be a Yisai Nifla from the Maral. The Maral is Mazbe. What's the pshat that we find when a person goes on the road? You need extra Shmira, you need Tfilas Aderech. We're suddenly worried about all different Mazikim, but when you're in the city, we're not worried about these things. So Pashas, we think, because it's, Bederech HaTev, in the city, things are not so dangerous. Once you're on the road, there's more things to worry about. But the Maral says there's a Aymek over here, like he always does. He doesn't just go with the Mahalach of Teva, but there's Bipnimius Advarim, there's a reason why you need more Shmira Bedrachim as opposed to in the ear. And he says that when a person is in the city, so he's part of the Rabbim, he's part of the Mahalach of Teva, the part of the Yishuv. The Yishuv is in the city. And the Yishuv, which is considered the Reva Olam, the normal Makam of the world, the normal Makam of Teva, the Yishuv always has a special Hashkacha, and that's where the Ikar Hashkacha is, because that is the Makam HaMiyushuv, that's the normal Makam. When you go out of the Yishuv, like he says, you go to the yam, you go to the ocean, that's not a makam yishuv. Over there, there's less hashkacha because that's not where the yishuv is. And the mele, it's more al sakana. And he says, huadini, you go on the derech, you go on the road, you're going out of the yishuv, you're not with the rabbim, that's not a makam yishuv because that's not where people live. So the mele, the hashkacha kiviyachal is weakened and you need a shmira, it's more al to sakana because you're out of the makam hayishuv, out of the makam of the rabbim. And that's why it's necessary to have shmira bedrachim. So being that the whole Indian of Shmir Badrachim comes from the fact that you're out of the Kayach of the Rabbim, you're now in a Matzav of Yachid, and therefore you need a greater Shmira. So maybe that's why the Shmira is Badafkin Hasdin of Yachid Rabbim Halachik Rabbim, which means that there's a certain Kayach to the Rabbim. Why do you pass like the Rabbim? Because the Rabbim is the Iker, that's the Makam Yishuv, that's the Makam Hashkacha, and therefore in Halacha too we go like the Rabbim. So when you bring that Halacha with you of Yachid Rabbim Halachik Rabbim, you're sort of bringing that Kayach of the Rabbim, even though you're in a Makam of Yachid, even though you're Mechutz La'ir, but when you bring that Kayach Aram with you through the Halacha of Yachid Ram Halachi Karabim, that's where you're able to have that Shmira Bedrachim, the special Shmira of Yod Vav Heichaf, of Kim Halacha B'Tzav Halacha, which is Merumas and the Rashi Tevis of Yachid Rabim Halacha Karabim.